Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today on the program, we report on the recent meeting of 200 bishops of the Roman Catholic Church. They decided not to welcome homosexuals and divorced people into the church. Then, we will report on the quick melting of ice shelves in the Antarctic. Those are our subjects today on As It Is on VOA. Leaders of the Roman Catholic Church have decided not to approve a plan to welcome homosexuals into the church. 200 bishops from around the world met for 2 weeks at Vatican City. They released a final statement on Saturday at the end of the meeting. The meeting is called a synod. A document released after the first week of the synod suggested the Catholic Church would be more welcoming to people who have same-sex love relationships. It said the Church should accept and value homosexuals and should give them what it called a welcoming home. But the final document says only that homosexuals should, in its words, be welcomed with respect and sensitivity. It said that acting against gays is to be avoided. Conservatives, both inside and outside the church, had strongly criticized the earlier document. They called for major changes in it. This showed a large difference of opinion between conservatives and liberals in the church. Some observers called the early document a revolution, and a pastoral earthquake. The earlier document was very different from past Catholic statements on homosexuality. Those statements often strongly criticized same-sex love relationships. Instead, it said homosexuals had gifts and qualities to offer the Christian community. And it said homosexual relationships give aid and support to people in them. It asked if the Catholic faith could accept gays and recognize positive aspects of people living together before they are married. The Catholic Church teaches that homosexual feelings are not sinful, but it says homosexual acts are sinful. It opposes divorce, gay marriage, and polygamy, people being married to more than one person. And it does not approve of people living together or having sexual intercourse before they are married. The synod was not called to change official church policy. But some people inside the church and others wanted the church to change how it serves people who are gay, divorced, or living with someone before being married. And they wanted to make the language of the church less critical of homosexuals. Church documents written before the election of Pope Francis in 2013 had strongly criticized homosexuals. Documents were released on Thursday from 10 groups at the synod. They showed that many bishops wanted to make changes to the earlier statement. Pope Francis was believed to support the earlier document, but parts of it did not receive the 2/3 vote needed to be included in the final statement. The bishops also rejected a plan that would have let Catholics who had divorced and remarried outside the Church to receive Holy Communion. They believe this ceremony of bread and wine represents the body and blood of Jesus Christ. The final document from the Synod will be studied by Catholics around the world as the 1.2 billion members of the faith prepare for more changes next year. That is when another, larger Synod is to meet at the Vatican. Antarctica is covered with ice that extends past the land and floats on the sea in thick shelves. But those ice shelves are melting quickly. As they melt, the sea level rises, increasing the risk of damaging floods. Scientists have developed a new way to monitor the temperature of the ice shelf and how fast it is melting. They are using a fiber optic cable, like the one connected to your television or home computer. But this cable is as thin as a human hair, and it is covered with steel to protect it from ocean pressure. Ann Ball reports.
Scott Tyler teaches at the University of Nevada in Reno. Professor Tyler is a specialist in hydrology, the movement and quality of water on Earth and other planets. He described the work with fiber optic cable in the journal Research Letters. Professor Tyler said, researchers set up a base camp on the Ross Ice Shelf. They made a hole in the ice 200 meters deep. Then they extended the cable 700 meters down into the hole. He says the scientists had to work fast.
The ice shelf temperature is as cold as minus 23 degrees C, so it's very cold ice, so the ocean wanted to freeze. And so we calculated we had about at minimum 20 minutes of time to get everything down this little tiny 50 millimeter diameter hole into the ocean before it would freeze solid. And we did.
Researchers connected the other end of the cable into equipment on the surface. Images began to appear on the computer screen of what was happening down below. The researchers also learned how cold it was at the other end of the cable. He added that researchers could operate the equipment remotely. In other words, they did not have to be on the ice shelf.
That's right. We can talk to it by satellite modem. So satellite telephone, probably a little bit like when they're working the Mars rover. It takes a long time to get any information back and forth, but work generally most of the time.
The National Science Foundation provided financing for the project. It proved that the technology works. Mr. Tyler says he hopes to create more fiber optic stations on ice shelves. While satellites can show changes from space, he said fiber optics can record those changes under ice. I'm Ann Ball.
That's our program for today. I'm Christopher Cruz. Please join us again tomorrow at this same time for another edition of As It Is, here on the Voice of America.